You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Might be the one to finish killing me, or she. We think it's treacherous men, there's some treacherous women, want me a husband. But if he told you he was a cracker and he had 15 children, you should say, think about it, do I want to do it? I ain't hearing about it. But God is a reward of us. He told me this morning, I want you to go, I have risen. I have risen. And what I mean for me, all the things that we continuously go through, and if you got it happy, happy, I'm happy for you. But the enemy will set us up that we have happiness in people and things, but they began to get to be distant from you. They began to not to be as what you needed, you thought you needed. I ain't hear nobody. And so I began to say, whatever the situation is, Lord, let's go to the book. Brother Imani, where possible? I would like for you to read for me. St. John 11, 17 to 23. This King James and the Amplified, please. And then you can sit down. So you won't grow no more. All right.
All right. All right. St. John, the 11th chapter, starting at the 17th verse. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. In the Amplified, so when Jesus arrived, he found that he, Lazarus, had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And a considerable number of the Jews had gone out to see Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him while Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha then said to Jesus, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even now I know that whatever you ask from God, he will grant it to you. Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again.
This message is that I am the bread of life. And if we want to live, we must invite him into our life. And if our situation, we have been convinced that I'm just going to die because it ain't working out the way I want it to. Now here, Lazarus was dead and he had been in the grave and they perceived that he was stinking and his body has began to rot. And it's amazing how when you have that belief that he'll rise, I'll live again. Maybe not, she was so concerned about this life, But I know that I shall live everlasting in the life to come. And if I should die, see, there are people don't want to die to themselves on this side. Because self, again, I say, is so prevalent and so important. We put so much time and emphasis on ourselves. Even in this hour here, we buying booze that we don't need. We buying back parts that ain't looking good. We get some lips and you got lips. Ain't hearing nobody. We get so much fixed on this natural body, but we don't want to get fixed on the inner man. And so we waste up a lot of time trying to be cool and classic and in line. Have I ever seen a fashion show as is in this hour? The fashion show is the fashion on the outside. See, what we got are some junky stuff going on. Because we base ourselves on what we see on the outside. And if you ain't got no money, you still trying to credit. So what am I saying to us today here in this passage of scripture? What Jesus wanted us to know and what us to perceive from him. The grave is just a holding place. It can hold any of us, the grave. But after you've gone to the grave, do you believe that you're going to rise again? If we have been preparing ourselves for the life after this one. See, we got to stop being concerned about ourselves. There I go again, talking about self. We've been so traditionally in training and in bondage and bound that we don't want God to change us. Because if we go somewhere, well, there ain't the way they do it. I used to be doing it. He might want to come in and bring a change in you. I ain't hearing nobody. And we got all fault finding. We got our little notes and we got five pads. And she don't know what she's doing. Well, I'm going to help y'all this morning. I don't, but he do. I won't waste no time trying to be a scholar for no folks. And my life ain't lining up with Jesus the Christ. That he ain't shown me I can stop doing what I want to do. And we want to do a whole lot of things, and we try to do. But when you make up your mind that this Jesus Christ, I believe that he can come to my rescue. We walk around dead up in here because our life transition to kill us dead is a doorknob. We don't believe that God is a healer. Ain't here nobody. We don't believe that he can bring us out because we think it's supposed to be 1 week or 2 weeks at the most. But oh, I can't invite you in. Even though the situation might decide to kill me. But I'm going to make up my mind I will not die because I'm going to declare that he is a healer. He is a miracle worker. Well, if you don't get that big house on the hill, that ain't what I'm talking about. But I want to get positioned to he is greater than the hills. I want to develop a relationship with him. All that I've been through in the is that ain't enough. I ain't here. You can't measure what you go through with somebody else. You got to define for yourself. And if you get my attention, I ain't hearing nobody. I bless him this morning. I give him praise because he's a mighty God. I got to know that when darkness everywhere, you are dark in sin. Ain't no motivation coming. Motivation they cause you got on some new clothes today. That ain't enough because they ain't going to stay new after today. They come to be worn stuff. But my motivation and my drive, I want to get to know this man Jesus, that I can believe that he will raise me up from the dead on that day. But what he was saying about Brother Lazarus, I see he had some people, as I was saying about Sister Vonica today, he has shown and proven to them that he is a miracle worker. But because you don't believe, you saw the miracle and you still messing. I ain't hear nobody. But I say, okay, Jesus. I want to see and know that you're a miracle worker. I wanted to grab a hold to my inner man. And the inner man going to get motivated. Going to get excited about the summoning king. I want to get to know him. Well, I can't get to know him all messing up in my mess. I got to shut down me and my mess. Can I get somebody in the house? I want to see his miracle working power on this side. So on the next side, I know that I know I'm getting straight for everlasting life. Can I get somebody to help me? But oh, Jesus, here I come to you. It's a constantly battle. I say, here I am. Didn't do as good on yesterday. But today, I got a drive and a motivation. I want to do better today than I did on yesterday, because I want to be prepared for you when you come and call my name. I give you praise. I see here, I don't care how many miracles that God performed in our life. I ain't hear nobody. You go down there the coat, and then God allow you to have favor. Then after you get the favor, you jacked up and blowed up in your head. You think it's about you. But he said, I just want you to know, I am a miracle worker. That ain't too hard for you to decide within yourself. I want to serve this miracle worker. He has done this thing. When you check back, you ain't been good. And the person you fight with and battle with, they ain't good either. But you grab hold. Look how good he is to me. I want to light up with him. I want to learn how to serve him. I got some things that I can't fix. I can't get off myself. But I want to develop a relationship. I ain't hear nobody in the house. It was designed to kill me. But I've seen and heard he's a miracle worker. I've seen and heard that he called Lazarus up from the grave, that he can have some witness. I ain't hear nobody. But he done something for me. That looked like it's a little simple in an experience thing. Go down there to court, and the judge give you favor. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Look what the Lord has done for me. That ain't a drag through. He want to bring you to. I ain't hear nobody. Then he gonna provide if you serve him. You don't have to keep on clicking it and think you done hit it and you done miss it. I ain't hear nobody. You know how it is. We think we done hit it, but we missed it. But when you get up with Jesus, he ain't no hit and miss. He'll show you I am the great I am. I'm more than enough to blow your mind. I'm more than enough to give you peace when ain't none around you. Give you assurance that I am your provider. I know that I don't deserve it, but oh, I'm going to tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. He brought me out of nasty place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He been trying to get my undivided attention, but self say you all right. Self speak to self and say you don't have to do all that. You done came out now. You got it together. Set up for yourself. But I refuse to die when you show me I can live. Don't worry about your partner. Say you done got holy. They just jealous and they don't want to be holy. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. You know your credit was past zero. You broke up from yourself. Not because somebody else broke you up, but self mess you up. Yeah, self will go do the same thing. Because self think it has the authority to fix self. Somebody follow me. I'm talking about our own self today. So check with yourself. He said, I am. Just go there today. I am everything you need. Don't rule out. I don't know what you're standing in need of. But if you don't think you need me, and some of us convinced that he'll be not a part-time lover, just when I get in trouble and I run back to him and put on my holy suit, you went to the club in it. It ain't holy. You just want to call it holy. Amen. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I ain't hear nobody. But I want to fix you. And it's not overnight. Everybody thinks it's overnight. I'm still letting it work on me, and I know I'm still looking good. Amen. You can go on and hate, go on and talk about me. My name, Pastor Freddie Grant. I say I'm looking good. And what you say don't matter. Have your face all frowned up looking like a pit bull and done lost the fight. But he has wonderfully blessed me. And I ain't talking about things. He went up in there and chiseled out that old nasty stony heart where I had reason to think somebody had done me wrong. ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God, my God. And me, myself. Somebody say, me, myself. Holding up my blessing. And I'm following somebody else. But, oh, King Jesus. I'm asking you today. Isn't it amazing today that I ask you to come in? If you really mean it, he'll come in. I'm so sick and tired of folks saying it's boring serving God. But it's boring more to serve the devil. Because the devil want to win at any level he can. See, going through don't mean that the enemy don't won. It's going through made with the design for you to make up your mind. Am I going to live and not die? Because dead people operate with dead foes. I ain't hear nobody. If you don't want to be saved, well, you mess around with people ain't saved, you're dead foes. I don't care if they're your cousin, your boyfriend, girlfriend, or your whatever it is. You're dead, and you choose to be dead. Can I get somebody in the house? I want to live, so I made up my mind. I want to live, I want to live. I go in the room, I want to live. Go to the job, I want to live. Interacting with somebody, like, damn it, I can't make it without you. I'm sorry, I want to live. So I guess you got to get it skipping. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I bless your name. Can I get somebody to help me? Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing? I'm going through something. If anybody here ain't going through something, you a liar. You just so far out there, you don't think you're going through nothing. But it'll come and catch up with you. I don't care how good and precise you think you with it. I ain't hear nobody in the house. I never seen the hour where mama try to be just down and hip. That's the daughter. Mama got a tattoo on one leg and the daughter got two on the other leg. I ain't hearing nobody. We on the same page, talking the same language. My God, I bless you. Well, it's your daughter. You should have made up your mind. I got to do better. I bless your name up in here today. I give you praise. I ain't hearing nobody. But because of Jesus, of love, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha, and my God, my God. And the sister said, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But one believe that he is the great I am. He is a healer. He is. And he said, I know from what I know about you. On that get up morning, he will rise up on that day. He said, but because I love you so, I'm gonna work a miracle right up before your eyes. I'm gonna go take me to where he lay. I'm gonna speak, Lazarus, Lazarus, get up with them gray clothes on. I ain't hear nobody. We can be pounded to get up out of here, but the Lord will speak to you and I. Get up from this has a sign to you. Will you serve me? And some say yes, but you change your mind after you define that self don't want to go away. Self don't want to line up. I'm in the house today. Self always dictate to you. It won't take you back from where the Lord brought you. It always take you back. I had this boo. He spanked me real well. Got to fight him again. How you know he ain't had a stroke in the nursing home? I ain't hear nobody. I give you praise. My God, my God. His sister, Martha, she was concerned. It's so much happening in our life that we need to stop trying to understand it. One of the things that I try to be very careful with, because when you tell some folks the Lord got a calling on your life, the devil call them even more. I ain't hear nobody. Because the devil gonna persuade you that you ain't good for nothing and that you can't do it. But he might not give you a job up here in those pulpit. He might give you a job going on to Sister Maybelline house and witness to her God is a keeper. But if he ain't your keeper, don't go over there because you ain't going to do nothing but mess up over there. Can I get somebody? You're going to have to know that you know. I say yes because I don't want to die. You brought me. You showed me. You provided for me. You worked a miracle. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, Jesus, I need you to help me. If you don't help me, I ain't gonna make it. I don't want to go back, but me and flesh are trying to betray that it's all right to go back, that you understand. No, I pick you up from a dead place. Will you say I'm going to live and not die? We said we want to live, but we go back and start doing the same thing over again. Can I get somebody? Well, you done died again. You haven't defined what living means. That means that he keep bringing me out over and over again. When the enemy done orchestrated a plan and done plotted to destroy you, where you can die, God step in. Huh? You don't have to wrestle with him. You can just call on him. Here I am, in need of you again. Huh? And then you should be reminded, look where he brought me from. I ain't hear nobody on Dying Street. And I stepped in, said, do you want? And we said yes in a hurry. Oh, cause we want to come out in a hurry. I told him, I said, fix me. If you fix me, you can keep bringing me. Cause I don't want to die. Am I going through? Some of us die cause we go back to comfort zone. I ain't hear nobody. When you ain't got no money, you got an ism and schism, you get back there gaining in the ism and schism. But I say I want to live and declare your word is true. I want to tell somebody, whoever don't want to hear it, I'm going to tell myself. And after a while, you'll let me tell somebody what the Lord has done for me. I know some of us that got a report from the doctor. Say, I give you 6 months to live. And level do you say? You say I'm gonna die. But I'm gonna go to him. I'm gonna ask him. If it's thy will, let me live. That I wanna get in your will. I wanna be teachable. I wanna be trainable. I want my mind to get focused on you. I don't care about my surrounding messing with me. Some of your so-called homies and some of your partners don't want it, but you got to make up your mind, do you want it? We say we want it, but when we look at the surrounding, it gets so required and so desiring. We get her up and you may not skip back today, but you skipping back. And it ain't about being in the building. I ain't hearing nobody today. If God just blessed, he will only bless on Easter Sunday. Cause some folks don't come to church to Easter Sunday. They ain't hear nobody. Oh, can I get somebody up in here to help me? But I checked in, he blessed every day. Not some day. I want to live. This got to be a daily. I want to live and declare you are my provider. When a situation about to kill you. See, they thought Lazarus was dead. But he said he's just asleep. To the ones who don't believe. My God, he could have went out to the grave and said, all y'all dead people, get up. But he wanted to prove out. I'm the resurrection. When he called Lazarus, he come up out of the grave. His sister said, I know he's thinking after 4 days down there. Who would not want to serve a God? I want to take it to us today. You done had some situations and still have some designed to kill you. But you won't ask him to come in. Because it feels too good to you. And you like what you're doing. I ain't hear nobody. What you like sometimes will kill your dead is a donava. And hell is a real place. And so is heaven. But I began to say, what is it? He worked many miracles. I used my sister where somebody could know where I was coming from today. You don't have to believe it. You can see it and still don't believe it.
think the enemy ain't gonna still mess with you? Some of us done got too cute and got too smart in ourselves. He gonna continue to mess with you, but you got to make up your mind. I refuse to die. I shall live in Jesus the Christ. No matter what my situation is, sometimes you have to let your chewing go. That man or woman, got to let them get going. Sometimes when he'll let you be out of that job and see can you trust him that he's a provider, and when you get there, he'll give you another one if he so desire. We walk around and die because of ourselves. We want what we want, and ain't nobody gonna tell me no different. Well, I say go on with your bad self. You think young people ain't having a stroke? I just saw one on this week. Play with word racing. Play with can't nobody tell you nothing. When you walk around starving and folks laughing at you, looking at you, that's a young person. I wonder what happened to them. You better check in with yourself. Check in and see if I'm tightening up, straightening it up. Because time is at hand. He has risen. If you don't believe he got all power, I dare you to try. We mess around with these powerless wimps that include ourselves. Lord, what am I doing? My rent too much behind. I ain't got nothing. Well, I've been waiting on you to establish you. You're fault to everybody else. What about me? What about me? We don't want to see ourselves. He told Martha, I'm the resurrection. Don't you worry. I'll bring you out of a dead situation. Up in here, some people been going through so long till they done got conditioned for the bad place that you're in. But it ain't nobody's fault but ours. I want him to make me better. I ain't telling him to fix the things around me. Fix me. And the things around you won't take you out of here and kill you. They got these rebellious children, rebellious parents. How you expect the children to do so much when the parents ain't doing nothing? We telling the Lord to fix them. I want to fix you so you can represent me. And I'll show you the power that I possess. I speak to you and you can come up from your dead place. He can do it. Well, we don't want him to do it because we want it with no strings attached. No commitment. If you clear your throat from your 45 last night. I ain't talking about your pills, I'm talking about that drink. You know how the game is. I'm up here thinking about my boo. He spanked me so good last night.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.